Hi, my name is April Kirkwood. Welcome to the April of Course newsletter. This is a time when I get to play a little bit with the woo-woo part of myself, the spiritual part of myself. Do you hear? The gods are calling me. Boom! Actually, I'm doing some things to my house, so they are working. So we're just going to push through it like we do. I am not going to let myself be deterred at all about what's going on. We're talking about Halloween. Oh my God. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I happen to love it. I love fall and I love the festivities. And it's like a saying goodbye to all of that and getting ready for more holidays. However, did you know I'm not the only one who likes it? Oh no. 9.1 billion dollars are going to be spent alone this year on this fall season. That tells you a lot, doesn't it? But like, you know, we go, why me? Why do I like this? Why do I go to, I was at Target today shopping and like everybody was out trying to figure out, now this is like September 30th when I filmed this. This is way before, like 31 days before Halloween season starts, like the parties. They're out there, man. They are out there. Decorations. I've sent gifts to people. I love it. But why? Why? And I'm going to talk about three reasons why people love holidays. Number one, it gives us a chance as adults to play. Play with other people, play with ourselves, play with makeup. Men can get dressed up. Women can dress up like men. You can test the waters. A lot of girls like to dress up like little skimpy nurses or Playboy bunnies. Some of people like to dress up like ghouls. Play is really a rehearsal and a chance for us to fit in and experiment with other aspects of ourselves. Carl Jung talks about all kinds of things like that, about the universal role plays that we do and the themes of all of our lives that seem to kind of coincide with one another in the psyche. Number two, it gives us a chance, I want to make sure I got this right, it gives us a chance to practice while we're playing all of those different emotions. What would it feel like to be a vampire and the power to kill somebody? What would it feel like to be a doctor and to be able to heal someone and come into a party? What would it feel like to dress up like Trump or Bush or Hillary Clinton? What is that to step in somebody else's shoes? It has a lot to do with us working out with deep within ourselves our own personal issues. But more importantly, I think it really has a lot to do with our soul. Now, a lot of physicians and psychologists don't believe in anything if you can't see it, smell it, hear it, touch it, taste it. It doesn't exist. I am a holistic practitioner, and I believe in spiritual counseling. I believe that everybody has a soul, and I believe that everyone is psychic. So, what does that mean? A soul is something that it never dies. It goes on and on forever. Now, I haven't really talked to that many people who have died, but I don't think death is the way you put someone in a coffin and that's the end of it. I think energy just transforms itself. I am not exactly sure if people come back as rocks or flies or bumblebees or whatever, but I do believe that there is a progression for our energies to keep rising and rising and rising until we are one with the light and one with source. So on Halloween, could it be that we get an opportunity for our soul to reminisce by us being attracted to a certain kind of costume, being a way for us to go back and tap in and see how that felt. We all come here, if you believe in reincarnation, with unresolved lessons, with things that we have to learn this lifetime, things that maybe we brought over, things like peace, harmony, forgiveness, temperance, humbleness, gentleness, honesty, care for our bodies. And perhaps Halloween in and of itself gives us a chance to explore those in different ways. But on a psychic level, Halloween is also known for things like tarot cards and all of that kind of stuff. I believe that you and I are psychic. Every single person is psychic. Ooh. The definition of psychic is of the mind or of the soul. Well, I know you have a mind and I know you have a soul, so I know you're psychic. And you're going to say, well, a lot of them are charlatans. Well, there's a lot of charlatans out there about everything. There's a lot of car salesmen out there that are not good. There's a lot of bad doctors. There's a lot of bad teachers. There's a lot of bad parents. But we're not here to judge anyone else, right? This is a no judgment zone. We are here to work on our own issues. So if you are psychic, now some people reincarnate with all of this, you know, these gifts. But other people just come in with the normal amount of psychic behavior. And as by the age of 7, most of us have forgotten our past lives. But some of us are afraid of it. And, you know, we've been told and taught it's evil, it's dark, it's of the devil, it's satanic. My personal belief is anything that leads you to a better understanding of yourself within the means of not hurting yourself or anybody else is quite interesting. I'm not a scientist and I don't claim to be, but something inside my core knows I am a soul. There have been times in my life when I have been relaxed and my energy was at like a 9.8 on the FM radio transistor vibration frequency, and I was just grooving and I was hitting it and I tapped right in and I knew a lot of things. There are times like when you're grieving, you've lost a loved one, you're at an AM station, 93.3 AM, and you're so tight. And so, you know, that energy is vibrating up there. It can't get through to you, and you can't get through to that. So this holiday, okay, and it is like a holiday. Don't eat too much sugar. You know, after the costume comes out, we're still us. Also, be aware. What are you interested in? What are you drawn to? And why is it? I'm drawn to hats and little Wicca because I believe especially feminine spirits are very, very intuitive, very psychic, and very magical, as I'm sure you have had moments feeling the same way. So I want you to not eat too much candy, tap in to figuring out with a new awareness of why you like the costumes you do. Does it resonate with anything? And research it. If nothing else, it could become a really great hobby. Maybe you like to dress up every year as a nurse. Maybe you could do volunteer work. Maybe you like animals. Maybe you always dress up like a little kitty. Maybe you need to go buy a kitty. There's reasons for everything. Synchronicity. Halloween. There's no mistake that it's not one of the biggest holidays of the year in America today. Play with it. Enjoy it. Step into another world. Walk through the door and have a wonderful time. Also, if you want to nourish your psychic ability, there's lots of ways to do that as well. Wishing you a very magical Halloween today and always. Let your magic out. You are absolutely magical.